Breeze, 1280.
And that's music from Mike Oldfield from his Virgin compilation compact, just newly released. The song is Jungle Gardenia. Also in the set, OMD from their Pacific Age, Forever Live and Die. Well, as expected, Gary Hart is out of the 88 Democratic presidential race again. Hart announced his withdrawal at a news conference in Denver this morning. Hart had gone from the top of the Democratic pack to the bottom after his affair with model Donna Rice was revealed. The sex scandal led to his first withdrawal from the race, incidentally, last May. He re-entered the fray, but he failed to ignite any major support in the early primary and caucus states and is trailing the frontrunners by a substantial margin. Again, Gary Hart out of the 88 presidential race. The time is 16 in front of the hour. I'm Ben Johnson.
This is Mike Sigelman with a Merrill Lynch market final for the Breeze 1280. Stock prices rebounded sharply from a mid-session slump today to close higher in active trading, with blue-chip issues setting the pace. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which was down nearly 25 points in early afternoon trading, closed up 8.95 at 2,034.98 on a volume of 200,020,000 shares. Winners over losers on the exchange today by 205 issues. Some local stocks affected include Bemis off 5/8 at 38.5, Burlington Northern up 0.5 at 69.25, Dayton Hudson was off 0.5 at 37.75, First Bank off 0.5 at 22.5, Honeywell closed at 65 off 3/8, Minnesota Mining closed up 1.5 at 59.125, Northwest Airline off 5/8 at 43.25, and finally Northwest Banks at 41.875 off 0.5. I'm Mike Sigelman from the boardroom of Merrill Lynch for the Breeze 1280 saying have a great weekend.
Webco Midwest Incorporated in Rogers says, parents, our children are faced with drugs and the pressures to use them at a very young age. Have a heart-to-heart talk with your children today about the dangers of drug abuse. Teach your kids to deal with life's problems sensibly, never chemically. This tip from Webco Midwest Incorporated in Rogers. They're your complete residential and commercial concrete specialists. For information or a free estimate, call Webco Midwest Incorporated at 428-2848.
Country Hearthbread is pleasing all kinds of people. They're all saying Country Hearth is the toast of Minnesota. And the reasons folks are buying Country Hearthbread? It tastes great. It's a hearty bread, baked fresh daily right here in Minnesota, and it's good for you. Made with all natural ingredients. Pick up any of the 21 varieties you'll find at your supermarket and see if you don't agree. Country Hearthbread is the toast of Minnesota.
We're at the home office of Daytel, speaking to the payroll administrator. As a computer company, you could easily do your own payroll, but ADP does it for you instead. Why?
Doing our own payroll means tying up our PCs. While ADP does our payroll, our staff has more time for productive tasks.
Do you use ADP for any other services?
Yes. They generate management reports from our payroll database, which help evaluate how our payroll is being managed.
With several hundred employees, don't you still have a lot of information to prepare for ADP?
Actually, that helped us streamline a system.
You've been using ADP for over 7 years now. Do you think the 7-year itch will strike?
No. It's a great business relationship. They can handle our payroll faster and more accurately than we can, so they've won our loyalties.
Whether your company employs 10 or 10,000, ADP can do your payroll more efficiently and more economically than you can do yourself. For more information, call 1-800-826-8282. That's 1-800-826-8282. ADP, the way America gets paid.
Feel the sound of a fresh new age. Music for the Twin Cities on the Breeze. 1280. New sound, The Breeze, 1280. And that's Jim Chappelle with Stars in the Yard. Also Guy Van Duser and that set Black Beauty, the rounded guitarist fingerstyle. Also Philip Auberg from his new compact disc, Out of the Frame, full court pickup. The time is now 3.5 before the hour. I'm Ben Johnson.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Bob Metoxin. Earlier today, University of Minnesota President Ken Keller vowed to fight on and stay in his capacity as U-President. But this afternoon, highly placed sources at the state capitol have indicated that Keller is planning to leave the presidency, possibly by the end of this weekend. The St. Louis County School Board is closing three elementary schools and chopping about $85,000 in program cuts for next school year, citing declining enrollments and subsequent revenue losses for the northeastern Minnesota district. Meantime, the St. Cloud School District is building two new elementary schools and a middle school, citing a big population boom there in the past few years. The National Weather Service says the Mississippi River and its tributaries and the Red River between Minnesota and North Dakota are expected to crest below flood stage this spring, but forecasters add that report could be revised in the wake of a major winter storm that's forecast for parts of Minnesota for tonight and tomorrow. Presidential candidate Bob Dole's hopes are on the ropes in Illinois, and his Minnesota campaign chairman says volunteers from the state are already in Illinois, ready to do whatever they can to help Dole win there. Chairman Cal Ludeman says the Dole camp is in some disarray right now.
There's been some confusion about his media opportunities that he's going to be using in Illinois. Our information this morning is that he will be buying prime time for Sunday and Monday to try to influence the Illinois voter.
Cal Ludeman, you're listening to Minnesota News Network.
1280, The Breeze, the voice of Minnesota Strikers indoor soccer.
Now Strikers on the attack with Byrne at the top of the arc. Marinaro moving in a steady score.
Minnesota Strikers. Every thrilling minute of every game, home and away, live. With play-by-play action from Paul Johnson.
Dangerfield with shot. It's only momentarily the shot.
Minnesota Strikers indoor soccer on the Breeze 1280.
Minnesota Strikers.
Join 1280 the Breeze and the Minnesota Strikers Friday night at 7:15 when the Strikers take on the Kansas City Comets. Minnesota Strikers Indoor Soccer is brought to you by Super America, the Bennett Lumber Company, North Central Florists, and the Muffler Clinic. Here on the voice of the Strikers, 1280, The Breeze.
Did you know that Minnesota's good fortune depends on you? Volunteers move Minnesota. You can too. Did you know that the majority of people who are employed still find time to volunteer? Did you know that more than one-third of all senior citizens volunteers? And did you know that one of every two teenagers volunteers? Volunteers move Minnesota. You can too. Call Minnesota Office on Volunteer Services, 296-4731. That's 296-4731.
For tonight and Saturday, a winter storm watch is in effect, but for this afternoon, it'll be windy with some on and off rain activity, temperatures in the low to middle 40s, turning colder tonight with any of the rain changing to snow, lows 20 to 25, and we'll have occasional snow and blowing snow on Saturday, highs around 20. I'm meteorologist Hank Bird for The Breeze, 1280.
1280 KSNE, Minneapolis-St. Paul, a new age of radio. It's 5 o'clock.